Welcome to AC Knee Test. I'm Craig Merriweather. If you or a loved one struggles with test anxiety, then welcome. This podcast is for you. And test anxiety comes in many forms. There's the written test, of course, but also an oral defense in front of an academic committee, an audition if you're an actor or a musician, a job interview, giving a speech or a presentation, whether in front of a small meeting of five people or an audience of 500. Here we talk about mindset as related to test anxiety, as well as the complexities of our emotions and the strategies to deal with the anxiety around tests. Test anxiety isn't just a case of butterflies in the stomach before an exam. It can be a crippling fear that hampers academic performance and well-being. Test anxiety can be so overwhelming that it's often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of disappointing oneself or others like our parents or teachers or friends even. It's a psychological response triggered by the pressure to perform well when we're being evaluated, especially when a lot is riding on passing the test, like getting a great score on the SAT so you can get that $20,000 scholarship, or passing the MCATs to get into medical school, or the LSATs to get into law school, just passing all the tests needed to graduate. Then there's the test that might be necessary to get certified or licensed to start your career, whether a lawyer, electrician, firefighter, plumber, MRI tech, and so many other professions. And age doesn't matter. Test anxiety just doesn't go away because you graduate high school. I've worked with people who didn't start getting test anxiety until they started their master's degree, or the 40-year-old auto mechanic who has to get recertified every 5 years, let alone the 65-year-old retiree who wants to start a part-time career as a real estate agent and hasn't taken a test in 45 years. So imagine this. You've studied diligently, pored over your notes, and yet as the exam day approaches, your heart races, your palms sweat, your mind goes blank. This is the hallmark of test anxiety. And it's not about lack of preparation. It's about the overwhelming fear of not meeting expectations. Maybe fear of failure or something else. But why do some people experience test anxiety while others breeze through exams without breaking a sweat? It's a complex interplay of factors. Past experiences certainly can play a role, but also environmental stressors and even biological predispositions to feeling overwhelmed in stressful situations. It all contributes to the development of test anxiety. And again, for some, it may stem from a fear of disappointing parents or teachers, while for others, it could be linked to perfectionism or lack of confidence. The consequences of test anxiety extend far beyond the exam room. It can lead to a cycle of negative thoughts and behaviors, procrastination, avoidance, self-doubt, which only serve to heighten the feeling of anxiety. Some people may even manifest physical symptoms such as nausea, headaches, or panic attacks. So how do we break free from the grip of test anxiety? Well, the first step is awareness, recognizing the signs and acknowledging the impact it has on our lives. Once we understand the root causes of our anxiety, we can begin to implement coping strategies to manage it. One effective strategy is cognitive restructuring. This is a fancy term where you challenge negative thoughts and replace them with more rational ones. Instead of just dwelling on thoughts like, I'm going to fail, you reframe them to something more positive like, I've prepared to the best of my abilities and I can handle whatever comes my way. Another helpful technique is relaxation exercises, deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, visualization, which can help turn off the fight or flight stress response, calm the body, and create peace of mind before an exam. Building a support network of friends, family, or mentors who can provide encouragement and perspective is also crucial in navigating the challenges of test anxiety, maybe even seeking professional help. But perhaps the most important antidote to test anxiety is fostering a growth mindset, a belief that intelligence and abilities can be developed through effort and perseverance. Instead of viewing exams as a measure of innate talent, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Look, I know it's hard to think your way out of a thinking problem. I know it's hard to feel your way out of a feeling problem. And of course, there's not one cure-all strategy or technique that will help every single person struggling with test anxiety. But there are many research-proven skills you can learn that will help you take back control of your stressed-out nervous system and calm a panicked and overwhelmed mind. I've struggled myself with anxiety and depression and watched my son struggle with test anxiety. To help him and finally deal once and for all with my own issues, I spent years researching the strategies, techniques, and skills available for ending test anxiety. Once I helped my son and myself find peace of mind and body, I realized I had a toolbox full of these strategies and techniques. And to save you a lot of time and heartache, I put them all into a course called ACE Any Test, which you can find out more about simply by going to aceanytest.com or clicking the link in the show notes. And as we wrap up today's episode, please understand that test anxiety is a common experience shared by many. You are not alone. By shedding light on this topic and sharing strategies for overcoming it, we can empower individuals to approach exams with confidence and resilience. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the labyrinth of test anxiety. Remember, you are more than a test score. Your worth is not defined by a single exam. Keep striving, keep growing, and above all, keep believing in yourself. And as my gift to you, go to aceanytest.com, and there you can download for free 5 different recordings to program yourself for confidence. That's for you to have and to share. And if you or a loved one struggles with test anxiety, whether you get really nervous before an exam, an audition, job interview, or giving a speech or presentation in front of a bunch of people, then check out the ACE Any Test online training program. It's the most comprehensive course for test anxiety relief. There are 12 lessons filled with techniques and strategies for turning off the fight or flight stress response and for building super confidence. There are over 6 hours of video training, over 40 recordings to download and practice with, and over 20 PDF worksheets to print out, so you have the techniques right in front of you. And thank you again for listening, everyone. Have a great week, and here's to your success and all that you do.